Hello, my name is Tiago. I'm 8 years old. Today is November 22nd, and I am speaking with Al Wunderlich, who is my grandpa. We are recording this interview in Healdsburg, California.
Good.
Tell me about when you found out you were going to be a father. Do you remember the moment you first saw my mother? And how did it make you feel?
Oh, I felt wonderful. And we had a rather unusual birthing situation because Annalise's mother had a retained placenta and needed to be moved from the small country hospital where Annalise was born to a larger hospital 6 miles away in Hanover, New Hampshire at Dartmouth College. And Annalise was born, and I saw her, of course, and was amazed at this wonderful undertaking. And before I knew it, somebody lateral handed her to me like a football in a football game, and then they rushed off and put Annalise's mother in an ambulance and took her to the other hospital. And it's like everybody forgot about Annalise and just left her with me. So I wrapped her in blankets and put her in my new Saab, one of the few new cars I've ever bought. And it was in the summertime. And there was a full moon, I remember. And we drove, Annalise and I drove to her mother at the hospital that they had transferred her mother to. So, and I remember that I had a good stereo system in my new Saab, and I had Bach organ music on the stereo. So I turned it to its highest volume. And so there we were, Annalise and her dad, speeding through the night under a full moon, listening to Bach organ music. So that was quite a memory for me, a very pleasant one.
What was my mother like when he was growing up? Do you have any favorite stories about her?
Well, she used to like to get dressed up. And I think there is a little bit of theatrical something or other going on with her, because she liked to get dressed up and she liked to act out things. And so that made life more exciting for all of us because she had entertainment value. We shared many a laugh with her outfits and her comments about things in general.
What was the worst thing you remember my mother ever doing when she was a child?
She ingested a tube or a large part of a tube of an ointment that was, I can't remember what the ointment was for, but she was in a oral fixation stage, and we had made the mistake of leaving the tube of the ointment on the table, and before we knew it, she had ingested it, and we had to take her to the hospital, and she had to have her tummy pumped. And then everything was okay. But we were all very concerned and alarmed at the time. But she was a good girl.
Do you know the story of why and how our ancestors came to this country?
Well, on Boo's side, some of her ancestors came over on the Mayflower, right at the very beginning of things. And I think they were all Puritans, pretty uptight, religious people. And then on my side of the family was Carl Wunderlich, who at the age of 17 with some of his buddies left Bohemia, where he was born, and immigrated to the United States. And they arrived in the United States just as the Civil War was starting, 1861, 1862, somewhere in there. And so Carl ended up fighting for the North because the North, the Union, paid more than the South. So he went to where the money was at. Smart boy.
What about your grandmother?
We don't know quite so much about my grandmother. But I remember my grandmother when she was in her 90s, and she was in Elgin, Oregon, Eastern Oregon, where my mother was born. And what I remember most was at age 92 or so, she could still walk, but she pushed a chair around in front of her. Her chair was her crutch. And it worked fine. She just, it was a small wooden chair. And she could make it move in a forward position, probably reverse as well. And that's what I remember most about my grandmother on my mother's side. And I know very little about my grandmother on my father's side. There doesn't seem to be much written about her. So she was probably a homemaker, housewife, I guess you would call her, at the time.
What do you hope for me and in my future?
Oh, hope for you. Well, we have great expectations for you. Me in particular, because I can see you're a very talented artist. And you draw, yeah, and you draw all the time. I like to see that. And so I try to act a little crazy around you, because when I was teaching, which I did for 40 years, I always tried to present myself as the nutty professor so that the students would think, hey, the professor's nuts. We can do whatever we want to do. We can express ourselves freely. So that worked fine in my teaching career. I hope it works well with you as well. Do you think I'm nutty?
No, you don't think he's nutty?
Well, I think he is, actually.
What do you think about your grandpa?
No, that's going to be later on.
Well, I can ask you.
No, it's later on. Next story.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to have Al ask you a few questions.
Okay.
Here, Al. Now you ask Tiago a couple questions.
Well, you know, what I'm most concerned about is one of my favorite series of drawings that you've done were of the vegetable skyscrapers. I'm looking at one on the wall right now, the first one, upper left.
The last one.
Yeah. And I was intrigued by that idea. I started imagining 65-story high carrots next to 50-story high turnips and so forth. And then you had your little rap about how healthy the people were that worked in the vegetable skyscrapers. And that's when I lost track of the whole thing, because you didn't say much about them. And then you moved on, and before I knew it, you were making other drawings of maps. Maps. And those were really interesting drawings, too. And I think you still incorporate maps into many of your drawings, which I'm happy to see.
Is there a question in there?
Yeah, what about those? What about how healthy the people were in the vegetable skyscrapers? Did you ever give that much more thought?
No.
They were just healthy?
Healthy,
strong. They were healthy
strong.
Because of what they ate, or because...
Yeah, because they served...
Because of their environment, living in such
environment,
a healthy...
Environment, like healthy city.
Yeah.
And they had a good time.
Yeah.
And when they went to parties...
Another? Yeah.
They usually ate was healthy stuff.
Vegetables.
Like carrots with hummus.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. I wonder what would have come of them. Where would they be now?
Maybe in maps.
Are they they're adults? Were they grown up people? Adults? Or they must have been adults, because kids wouldn't work in vegetable skyscrapers.
No, they were adults. Yeah. But the kids had a good time there, too.
Yeah.
What did the kids do for fun?
Their schools were nice. And just right now, I feel like making another vegetable skyscraper thing, but new.
Oh, boy.
Like with the school.
Who inspired you to make a new one?
Nobody. I just inspired myself.
By
saying about the kids in the school. So I'm going to make schools. And
great.
Most of the stores just have vegetables and healthy stuff.
Yeah.
And they're really cool. And the stores are probably going to be made out of tomatoes.
Yeah. Tomatoes. Yeah.
Do you have any more questions you want to ask your grandpa?
Yeah.
Like what?
Too bad we can't make a film like we made of you and Jonathan at the Cox Building.
Yeah, we could sometime. That was a great film Pam made. Hey, Tiago, what's your question for Al?
I want to continue these questions.
There's no more unless we write them.
Oh, let's write them. What was your favorite part of being a father?
Oh, good question.
What is your favorite part about being a father?
My favorite part about being a father has been appreciating how nice my son and daughter have been to me through the years, and watching them develop into creative, accomplished adults. And of course, one of my favorite things is my daughter had this wonderful child by the name of Tiago. And he amazes all of us. He's amazing. Makes amazing art, I know. So I'm very happy about that. And young Jonathan is newly married and will probably soon be a father, and we'll see what they come up with.
Do you have any more questions?
What was your favorite part about your daughter's drawings in books?
Drawings in books. Well, she would make drawings that would take me to places that I'd never been before with my imagination. It was a question of, you know, usually people, when they see something, they say, what is it? And with regard to the best art that she made, it was always a question of what it is. Not what is it, but what it is. In other words, she's taken me somewhere I've never been before. And that's when art gets exciting. That's why your art is so exciting. You're taking us to places we've never been before.
Well, thank you for
you're welcome.
Interviewing me and me interviewing you.
Do you have any more questions for Tiago before we close?
No more questions. That's it for questions.
Here, can I just have you describe this drawing that Tiago's made right now during this interview?
No. Oh, my gosh. Well, there seems to be some sort of... Let me get my spectacles on so I can see what I'm... Oh, I don't have them. Okay, I'll have to just imagine. It looks like there's some kind of a line. And could that be water?
No, that's what's that? Land.
Like that's school. Land. And this is a waterway? Is this a lake?
No, it's under a school. School.
It's a what? School?
School.
That's a school?
Yeah.
That's a school?
Yeah, but these are the pipes under the school.
Pipes under the school. What's this creature here? What is that?
A scary animal.
Yeah. So he lives in the pipes?
Yeah.
Do you ever see him? Do you have to go down underground to see him?
No. Nobody likes to see him, but he's falling down, and he's going to be in danger seeing him.
This guy's falling down?
Yeah.
Oh.
What are these people doing?
They're just talking to each other.
What's this?
That's a weird pipe.
It's a very weird pipe.
That's great. Good stuff.
Cool.
Good stuff. Well, that's definitely some place I've never been before. Thank you for taking me there.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Somebody do an interview to me.